Hello, this is Erin Pavlina with erinpavlina.com. Today I'm going to answer a question that somebody asked on my Facebook wall. Recently, the royal baby was born to Kate and William, and he wanted to know if all the souls in heaven were basically lined up to become the royal baby. Wouldn't everybody want to be the royal baby if they could? So I'm going to answer that question right now. Basically, spirits don't value the same things we're taught to value here on earth. So as a spirit, we don't value money or good looks or power. We value experience, growth, understanding. We value emotions and vibrations like love and gratitude when we're spirits. As a spirit, we don't need possessions of a material nature. So we don't need to own a Ferrari or have a big house or have a lot of money in the bank. We don't need to control or dominate others. So before we incarnate, it's rare that a soul would crave or desire anything material. Instead, a soul is looking for parents and families who can give it the best possible chance of allowing it to experience what it wants to experience here on earth. So maybe the soul wants to experience compassion, or maybe it wants to experience poverty. Maybe it wants to experience life in a small tribe on an island largely untouched by its fellow man. Maybe it wants to be surrounded by a large, loving family. So we can't assume that everybody wants to incarnate and have wealth and power and eventually run an entire kingdom. But why would a soul want to experience something negative? Why would it choose that? Partly, what we consider on earth as negative is not what souls consider negative. A spirit does not fear poverty, pain, discomfort, or lack. When a spirit decides to create a character in the game of life, it's stepping into an illusion designed to give it an experience. And some souls want the challenge, or they want to see how they'll deal with discomfort, poverty, pain, and lack. Stepping into something you and I would consider negative is not remotely what a soul might consider negative. So we have to be careful not to label our lives or our experiences as negative, because to a soul they might be perfect. Now, I'm not sure what kind of soul wants to be the King of England or this royal baby, but it's not like he won some lottery and it's not like he was awarded some ultimate prize. That child will have his challenges just like all of us. Maybe he'll be happy, maybe he won't. But when you look at playing a character in this game of life, none of the roles are actually any better or worse than another. I know that it feels that way once you're incarnated and you have to deal with the physical pains and discomforts associated with being human. But when you were a soul, you made the specific decision to incarnate to your parents. Maybe you spend some time figuring out why, and maybe your life won't seem so bad. Maybe what you have is exactly what you wanted. So consider that. Until next time, be loving, be grateful, and be kind.